It's Football Friday on the Bruce St. James and Pamela Hughes Show.
With Arizona Cardinals radio color analyst and co-host of the Doug and Wolf Show on 98.7 FM Arizona Sports Station, Ron Wolfley.
Wow, that is some bloody knuckle football. Lapped up like a bowl of chowder. Wow! Lowered the boom and lapped it up.
Football Friday.
Brought to you by the Carol Royce Realty Team. Your home sold guaranteed, or Carol will buy it herself. Go to CarolHasTheBuyers.com.
Oh, yes, we have Ron Wolfley, Cardinals radio analyst, co-host of the Doug and Wolf Show on 98.7 FM Arizona Sports Station. And with us right now, good morning to you, Wolf.
Good morning. What's up, guys?
We're going to start things a little different this time.
Okay.
Be warned.
Yes.
I had a dream last night.
Oh, no. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Right. You know, like,
and in my dream.
Somebody nightmare?
I mean, No. Okay. It involved Larry Fitzgerald.
Oh, okay.
This couldn't have been
a nightmare.
So I'm at a club, you know, which I don't know the last time I was in a club.
Wow.
But I'm sitting there and I'm talking to a friend of mine, and all of a sudden someone starts rubbing my shoulders. I'm like, oh, okay, all right. I turn around, and I don't know if it's Larry Fitzgerald or his twin brother.
But it looked like Larry Fitzgerald.
Does he have a twin brother?
No, he does not.
Okay, so it was him.
Okay.
I have no idea why, and I just looked at him and I'm like, yeah, let's not do that. And then I woke up.
She rejected Larry Fitzgerald.
I'm blushing.
I don't know why. What do you think that means?
I have no idea what that means. I really don't right now. Do we have a sounder we could play? Is there a sounder back there? Anything that we could play? Can we make a transition back there, Tommy?
How about this transition? What do you think the fourth quarter rally with the Cardinals last week against the Ravens means?
Well, you know what? Honestly, just looking at the first two games of the season right now, I'm really, really bullish on Kyler Murray. I don't know if this kid is going to turn into a franchise quarterback. I don't. In the Wolf League compound where I live, okay, it takes more than a year for a guy to develop into a franchise quarterback before I'm actually going to say that guy's a franchise quarterback. That's just my own thing. I think we ought to make franchise quarterbacks prove that they're a franchise quarterback.
Imagine that.
I think we ought to do that, right? But right now, through two games, here's what I'm willing to say about Kyler Murray. This kid can play.
Yeah.
That much I know.
Right.
And you know what else? It's not just me looking at that, some fat and 56-year-old looking at saying, boy, that kid can play. It's some grizzled veterans that are also in the locker room. They're the ones walking out after games saying, this kid can play.
Yeah.
That provides hope. Offensive football provides hope for a football team. And Kyler Murray is providing hope for this team.
All right. So far the offense, though, been a little difficult. The defense really almost carrying the team right now. Do you see hope this season where the offense can kind of come around and really put some points on the board?
Yeah, I do, you know, because of Kyler Murray and how well he's played. First of all, just the fact that, again, and I talked to you about this after the first game, Kyler Murray, the most impressive thing he did was right the ship midstream. After three quarters of really struggling, suddenly he saved his best for when it mattered the most. And the fact that he could flip that switch on just totally told me an awful lot about this kid and the personality of this kid. And then to go on the road against the Baltimore Ravens, a team that is very, very physical, a very hostile environment, a team that also has a very physical defense in particular, right? And for him to go on the road and actually keep his team in the game and play as well as he did and protect the ball, once again, Kyler Murray is not the question mark here. He's a guy that literally is the exclamation point.
We're talking right now to Wolf, Ron Wolfley, Cardinals radio analyst and co-host of the Doug and Wolf Show over there on 98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. So, okay, yeah, the last two games we have a tie and we didn't lose as much as we thought we might.
Bill.
Let's look at this week. All right, some team this week, whether it be the Panthers or whether it be the Cardinals, are going to get their first win.
Yeah,
they could tie.
Oh, yeah.
We've done it before.
No, I think this is it, Pamela. If you're asking me to go ahead and make a prediction, which you know I despise.
But I will ask anyway because that's my job.
But I will say this. I'm not affronting the athletic process, Bazinonians. Hear me well on that. I am not affronting the athletic process at all. This game is going to be decided on the field, and it matters not what I say or anybody says about it. But I will say that I do believe this is a game where Kyler Murray has played so well, and the fact that Cam Newton probably is not going to play for the Carolina Panthers, that means Kyle Allen, who is a Desert Mountain product.
That's right.
Right here, Kyle Allen looks like he's going to get the start, right? Can you imagine this? It's unbelievable that he might actually get the start at State Farm Stadium in his own backyard. But it is only his second start. So because of that, I would give the huge advantage to the Arizona Cardinals.
Because Kyler Murray's third start.
Especially playing, but especially playing at home.
Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. But I do believe the Cardinals have the advantage, and they should go out. This is a winnable game, and at home, I think they win it.
I agree with you. Wolf, let me ask you, compared to last year, and I'm not looking to disparage anybody, but from a coaching standpoint, from a schematic standpoint, how different are you seeing the teams between last year and this year? Last year was so difficult to watch. And this year, it's only been two games. What do you see as the difference from a coaching perspective?
Yeah, for the most part, it's night and day.
Yeah.
I mean, I just want to say that it is. And this is not attacking in any way, shape, or form Steve Wilks, somebody that I revere. I really do as a man.
Right.
Respect him greatly. But, first of all, the offense. You just look at Cliff Kingsbury and what he's done with the offense here. It's truly night and day. And also Vance Joseph bringing in this defensive coordinator. The defense has played so much better. Now, listen, we've struggled actually stopping quarterbacks like Lamar Jackson rush for 120 yards. But those are different running plays that a quarterback runs, pulling it down when he's scrambling, or the zone read, right? I don't want to get too technical. I don't want to get down into the weeds here.
X's knows.
I don't, but I'm telling you right now that when they try to run the ball against the Arizona Cardinals, when they hand the ball off to a running back and try to run the ball, the Cardinals have done an excellent job of shutting that down. And last year, they could not do that.
I agree.
It's a different team. It's a completely different team. And it's a team that's actually fun to watch. And we'll have fun watching the game this weekend out there at State Farm Stadium.
Have a great weekend.
Hey, you too. I'm still trying to figure out. I'm going to still pick your brain about what my dream meant coming up here. That's Ron Wolfley, Cardinals radio analyst, co-host of the Doug and Wolf Show over on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.